Chocolata, how you doing? Welcome back to Chocolate Empire Podcast. My name is Claire, and if it's your first time tuning in, welcome to the Empire. Don't forget to subscribe, tell your friends to join the Empire, and share the link. Let them listen, let them enjoy what you are enjoying. Don't enjoy this podcast alone. So today we're talking about Japa. What is Japa? Japa, I'm not telling your people, your friends, your person, someone you're in a relationship with that you're traveling. So in simple term, I'm going to explain to you what Japa means. Mostly I think Japa is used for people here in Nigeria. So it means leaving your country and looking for greener pasture, whether by bus or by canoe or by plane to Benin Republic, Cotonou, or so. I can remember telling my auntie that someone I know went to Benin Republic, and she just said, and she's like, ah, is it not just our backyard? So to some people, Japa means you're leaving the country to places like UK, USA, Canada, and you know, all those, you know, big countries. Other ones, to them, it is not Japa, you just went to visit. So imagine you've been dating someone for 2-3 years, and then the person is leaving the country and the person does not tell you. You don't even know. What kind of person is that? What kind of relationship were you people into? Or your guys, they don't tell you that they are going, you know, outside the country. Why do people Japa? People leave because they are looking for greener pasture. They might be doing well here, but they don't find happiness here. So they leave for better things. A lot of things, maybe marriage, settling down, but the main thing is just for that greener pasture. And then the coco now is, why do people not tell others that they are traveling? And when I mean others, I mean, for example, people you're in a relationship with, people you consider your best friends, your G's, your guys. But the thing now is, what is even friendship? Before you say, oh, this person did not tell me. Where you are placed in someone's life, it's important to know. So when they don't tell you they are traveling, you won't be angry. But the thing is, how would you know where the person places you? You don't trust people. Or you tell me, oh, your mother said you shouldn't tell anybody. Especially people in a relationship. We are all in a relationship, whether friendship, relationship. I think that one even hits well. It's just like my girls leaving the country and they don't tell me. Like, I know you're my GG. I am not going to be happy at all. Like, we're going to talk about it. You don't trust me. Maybe your mom or your parents, they don't tell anybody at all, so they will not stop it. I know, we are fighting against spiritual battle in this world. But why can't... So there's nobody you trust. Let me talk about people in your relationship. Imagine you've been dating someone for 5 good years and the person is traveling and the person does not tell you. Maybe the person, 1 week, 2 weeks, the person's travel, the person will tell you, oh, I'm going to maybe Abuja just for some things. The person will not, and you think, okay, it's Abuja, the person will still come back and you'll be going on dates, doing other things, gisting, praying together. Then one morning, an American number is calling you. And he says he's the one. How would you feel? That is, I think, that is the worst thing someone can do to you. Friends, I have friends that travel and they don't tell me. And when I find out they traveled, I'm like, okay, I don't even ask them. We just gist on a normal. Because I don't know if they went there on vacation and you say, oh, congratulations. They'll tell you, congratulations for what? And I'm not angry because I'm not so close to you. Maybe we used to be close and we're no longer close. But there are people like, let me say, for example, my friends, my bestie, she travels, and she does not tell me. Hey, girl, I know you're listening. Let me tell you, it is war. I will rain war on you. I will publish your name that you're a thief online. I'm going to do things. They will deport you back, and you will come and tell me why you left without telling me. When you finish telling me, I'll not tell you, I'll go back. Because you know things about me. I know we don't tell everybody things. Obviously, there are secrets you should keep to yourself. But there are level of intimacy you have with your friends. Like, I value my friends a lot. And if you don't value me, Amo,
I just keep you where you want to be kept. That is simple for me. I can be all jovial, you know, to my friends. Like, we talk about future plans and everything. I know those that want to go outside the country. Like, when I see things relating to outside the country, I post to you. I say, oh yeah, go. Me, I'll come and be visiting you. Unless it is God's plan. One day he says, oh yeah, your husband, you people, future husband, you people will travel abroad to stay. And we'll say, okay, God, if it is you. But if it is good to be billionaires here and be traveling, I would like that kind of thing, because I want to be a rich baby girl in this my country and be visiting my friends. So I went around and asked people. So I asked people, if your babe is traveling out of the country and doesn't let you know, how would you feel? So anonymously, here's one person had to say. He said, I will feel betrayed and devastated, but at the same time, I will be grateful to God for saving me from marrying such a person. This is someone that is dating someone with the mindset of marriage. Very amazing guy. On the other hand, I will try to find out from her why she decided to keep such positive plans away from me, whether it was a fault of mine. This guy will make a good husband. Thank God you're my friend. I can't wait to come and spray you money on your wedding day. Oh shit, because this is it. Like, he has plans for this girl, and this girl no even badu him. The girl say, okay, let us just date for dating sake, to her, and the guy doesn't even know. So he genuinely loves this girl and wants to know, okay, this one, you did not tell me about this positive plan, let me find out if it is my fault, so I can change for another person, because he no go date you again unless it's something forgivable. Then you people can try again. And then another person said, I'm going to feel livid, because if she's gonna have that plan and not tell me, then I can safely say I wasn't in the picture with her. Like, it will hurt. This is where you're in a committed relationship with somebody. I've had people, you know, when they are planning to travel, they'll break up with people. Why? They cannot do maybe long distance relationship. They will not even tell you that they are traveling abroad. That is the most annoying thing. If in this world that we're in, friendship is very important. You should not do this world alone without friends. You need friends. Why are you going to invite to your party when your kid, like, he's celebrating 1 year, baptism? Don't underestimate friendship. People that even go abroad, I know most of my friends abroad, they complain about being lonely and everything. I tell you that my babe, that's my girl outside, like, we talk almost every day. And when I mean talk almost every day, it's like we send each other memes and, you know, funny things. We just like one gist, and that's one thing I like in friendship. Someone you talk to every day, like, tell me things about you, and then you're waking up one day to leave, and you don't tell me, but you said I am your friend. It doesn't make sense. Chocolate, what I'm trying to say today is that when you're jabbering, when you're leaving the country, at least have one person you trust. And then for you people in a relationship, you will not say that your pastor, your mother, your father said you should not tell anybody. So it means I am anybody now. Me and you, we are dating. I'm now anybody now. I'm now among the anybody. All the babies, sugar, honey, you used to call me. Now I'm now anybody. Does it make sense? Like, would someone date someone in... someone that is a witch, someone that is in an occultic kingdom? Even that person in an occultic kingdom would wish you well. To me, if the person loves you, yes, we watch all these Nigerian movies and then you see people doing ritual, they say, okay, go and kill your husband. You'd be like, it's not the husband or wife that I wanted to make money with that you want me to kill. Even though they will kill the person, but you will see that they truly, genuinely love this person. So, Chocolate, I don't know why you would be leaving the country forever. Because you only come back, let me say, when you have enough money to be flying in and flying out. That's when you come back. You don't make friends like that. They are genuine friendship. You should not just break because you're traveling outside the country. I have even people, when they get good things happen to them, they don't tell friends. Like, you see, maybe they'll get engaged or they'll be expecting, and you ask them, be like, no. Anyways, shout out to my friends. You guys are the real ones. Like, thank you for trusting me with secrets. Thank you for telling me things. I owe you one. I'm going to buy you people suya. Suya. If you finish listening to this episode, just come and say, Claire, where is my suya? You guys deserve it, because this friendship, it's for life. It's for life. Thank you for telling me things. I know, okay, keep it secret. When I want it to be out, it will be out. It is that simple. Sometimes there's this song by Ruga. Is it Ruga? Yes. Private Story. Snap. Do it. That is why Snapchat is there. Send me those stories you don't want the world to. I will watch it. I will be happy with it. See, if you have genuine friendship, it is sweet. It is like love. I'm telling you, people, send me all those things you don't want people. If you travel abroad, you don't want people to know. Maybe you travel this way to 24 and you don't want people to know 2025. No wahala. But you see all those private stories, send it. Let me see you in your full glory. Okay, anyways, this song I'm going to recommend today, it is a song by RCT. It is Locked Away. It is just a song. I think maybe people in a relationship will understand the song, but it's also a friendship song, like someone you would trust when good or bad, secret or no secret. Will the person still be there for you? That is the coco of my gist today. Till we see again, trust people, have friends. You shouldn't do life alone. Even Jesus had disciples and he was friends with them. Oh, and side note, I just remembered, then for you that they would tell, don't be angry. Why are you angry? Be happy for people. When something good happens to people, be happy. Don't show that you're sad, so they will be telling you things. Be happy, rejoice for people. There are people that you will find out that they traveled because you guys are not so close. And when they reach there, there are some people, once they reach there, they will now tell you, fine, be happy for them. That is life. Life is very simple. You should not do life overthinking things. Dude, there's something my boss will say, do it, make that mistake, and hey, if it does not work out, come back, and then you have tried, you did it. So that's basically what life is. Rejoice for people, be happy for them. When it's your turn, them too, they will be happy for you. So Omo.
Okay, regarding this, sorry, I cannot type. I'm very lazy to type and I don't really have battery in my phone, so I'll just send voice notes. For the first question, if your babe is traveling out of the country and doesn't let you know how you feel, I'll definitely feel bad, because to me, if I'm in a relationship with someone, the person is my partner, and at this age that I am now, I know that the relationship will definitely, my own plan and what I would have discussed with my partner is that it will lead to marriage. So if I'm in a relationship that will lead to marriage, I have to let my partner know about everything going on in my life. Like going home with me. You're my partner, you're someone that I love and I trust. So we have to plan the future together. So if you are now planning your future without involving me, definitely I will feel bad. I not just feel bad. It definitely prove, like show to me that you don't have any plan to get married to me. So I'm like, I've been the only one making these plans. I'll definitely feel bad, and I will know for sure that hey, we are not meant to be together. So it's better everybody should just go their way and be on their own. They should find their own levels. Because if I should, okay, now say okay, oh, let's say maybe it's they say your village people or anything. That's why you don't want to tell me. So that means if I end up getting married to that person, the person will be keeping a lot of secrets for me. I don't feel comfortable with that. If I can share my own plans with you, share my future with you, I don't see any reason why you cannot share yours with me. So if you don't share yours with me, that means we don't have the same agenda, the same like plan, foresight. How will I put it? I hope you get what I'm saying. So I'll definitely feel bad, and I'll feel like this person does not even have any regard for me. Does not have any regard for me, does not care about me, and it's just wasting my time. Because if you cannot include me in your own plans, then why are we together? What are we doing? So I make everybody just go their own way.